Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, at gmail.com. Oh, I did it wrong. It's Chamish at netvision, netvision.net, net.il. Well, bad week for Israel. The horrible Winograd report came out, headed by Judge Eliezer. Winograd, and he determined the faults for last summer's Oslo War, which Israel miserably lost. Now, theoretically, you might think it's a fair report because they blame Olmert for massive incompetence and Defense Minister Amir Peretz for a massive incompetence and no one knows if there's a government, but it was not a good report. And it was a cover-up, a very, very sad cover-up. Now, just to go over, Israel's in tremendous flux now. It doesn't have a government. That's the state of Israel. No government. The people know. I just spoke to people from Israel today, and they all said the same thing. We don't believe in their government anymore. We're on our own. We're walking around with our heads cut off, but we don't have a government. It's now reached that point in Israel. Israel has collapsed. Now, there was a massive 200,000 people demonstration in downtown Tel Aviv demanding that Olmert resign, and it was a horrible fiasco. You had the left-wing politician named Meir Shalev blaming the settlers for this. If you can believe this, after they lost numerically 3-1. Their people died 3-1 in this awful war last summer. He blames the settlers for the war. And it just never ends in Israel. It never ends. The hatred, the division doesn't end. But the key of the matter is in this report. Well, first of all, the kidnapping of Gilad Shalit, the poor corporal who's been held by Hamas in the Gaza Strip for a year now. Well, he doesn't mention the IDF report. Last year, the Israel Defense Forces, led by Colonel, oh my goodness, Gidon. Oh, I hear the music.
You better hold that. You've got about I got 3 minutes to remember the name. We'll be right back with Barry Chamish.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom Dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
The war on terrorism. Will it be fought overseas, or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Barry Shamish, and he's talking about this massive demonstration over in Israel. 200,000 people turned out. Now, remember now, they probably only got to about 7 million Jews there. So 200,000 people are demonstrating against the current government. A pretty good size group of people. And, of course, but the problem is there's no leadership. People feel that Olmert wants to give the country away, which he does. And, of course, there's nobody there really who knows what to do. I mean, what can Israel possibly do? They're surrounded by hostile countries. They've shown weakness, which you'd never want to do. Israel only has to lose one battle, and that's the end of Israel. And, of course, they've been able to hang on now since 1948 against really almost insurmountable odds. But now is this the end as we're approaching it? Certainly the terrorist organizations, Hamas and Hezbollah, have much more sophisticated weapons than they did a year ago in the way of missiles. Syria has weapons. And from everything we're able to determine why many of those missiles that are aimed at Israel today have either chemical or biological weapons on their warheads. Certainly Iran is arming both Hezbollah and Hamas. And when the next war comes, it's really, I fear, going to be a bloodbath. And we certainly don't know how the other Muslim countries in the area are going to react. So you pick up the story there, Barry.
Giora Eland, he was the colonel. Giora Eland, for the Israel Defense Forces, did a very deep investigation that has been totally covered up, and he found that that Corporal Shalit was his kidnapping was viewed on surveillance camera by officers of the IDF who did not intervene. Even worse, a tank commander wanted to intervene. He wanted to shoot up the enemies, and he was told not to. He was ordered not to interfere with his kidnapping. And by the way, there are dead people there too. But that continues, okay? But here's the big one. After the kidnapping took place, it took 90 minutes before the IDF announced that the kidnapping had, in fact, taken place. They let Shalit get kidnapped. It's that simple. Now, that's not in the report. That's simply not in the Winograd report. But then it gets worse. All those reports worldwide that the two Israeli soldiers, Regev and Goldwasser, who were kidnapped in on the Lebanese border, they told us, were in fact in Lebanon. And by the way, these reports are worldwide. It's not a secret, not a mention of the fact that they were set up to be kidnapped. Now, here is where we have a major problem. Olmert, in his testimony to Winograd, admitted that in March of 2006, that is 3 months before the kidnappings took place, he ordered the IDF to prepare to go to war if any soldier was kidnapped. He admitted that, and by the way, that was front page headlines in Israel. This is not a secret. Well, it certainly looks like Olmert... a allowed the kidnappings to take place? Why would he order a war in case of a kidnapping when, in fact, there were no kidnappings? Olmert allowed a war to take place. That is not mentioned here in this whole report. Now, the cover-up gets immensely, immensely profound when you understand that number two in the ruling Kadima party, Shimon Peres, is not mentioned once. His role is not mentioned once. Now, let me tell you the significance of this. If Olmert goes, Peres takes over. He's number two in Kadima. And we have the murder of Yitzhak Rabin and Shimon and Ariel Sharon, who, of course, will be murdered when he finally passes out for good. That was Shimon Peres. Now, I've done this show with you many times. Certainly the Rabin murder. I have a book. It's called Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin? Well, lulu.com, find my books, lulu.com. Look up Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin. You can download it for crummy $10. It's worth it. My goodness gracious, Peres is about to become Prime Minister of Israel. Holy cow, he did it. Give the man credit. At 85 years old, he managed to get Olmert. And by the way, 3% approval rating. That's what Olmert has in Israel. When Olmert goes, Peres takes over.
Yeah, but Peres' approval rating isn't much better than Olmert, is it?
Oh, sure. It's way up there. The left want him to take over.
Well, but how good is he? What's his ratings?
It's high.
Okay.
Peres is Teflon.
He's Mr. Teflon.
He stayed out of the report. He's not being blamed for the war.
All right, fine.
He is not getting any blame for the war. The number two minister in the Kadima party, the one who takes over from Olmert, should Olmert fail, he's not mentioned. So why should his ratings be so bad? He doesn't get any blame. I'm telling you, this Winograd report is a cover-up of the left wing in Israel at the highest levels. The left want Peres to take over. Now, let's say Peres doesn't take over. Well, the right is led by, well, none other than the CFR stooge, Benjamin Netanyahu. Either way, Israel loses. Either way, we're run by the Council on Foreign Relations if you get Netanyahu, and you are run by the Vatican if you get Peres. All the people. These are the two main parties trying to destroy Israel. This Council on Foreign Relations, which I have claimed over and over again, are run by ex-Jews, former Jews, called the Sabbateans. Well, if Netanyahu becomes prime minister, Shabtai Tzvi becomes prime minister, and if Peres becomes prime minister, well, then you've got yourself Pope Ratzinger literally running Israel. This report is the screw that is going to destroy Israel. This phony, baloney Winograd report is going to wreck Israel. Now, right now, Olmert is still in power, and we know why. And let's go over something extremely, extremely bad that Tony Snow, press agent for President Bush, told, what was it, 3 days ago, tops? He said the president prefers that Olmert stay in power because he can work with him towards a two-state solution. So you got Bush making sure that Olmert stays in power. But if he falls, well, you got Condoleezza Rice. In Time magazine last week, there is an article on the 100 most influential people in the world, and who is number 21, I believe she was none other than our airhead idiot foreign minister, C.P. Livni. Now, look, I've known Livni when she was a good woman, and I know her now that she is truly, truly a dreadful, horrible, sellout woman. And we're not going to, I think in her case, there's a lot of power-hungry madness in her. But I assume she also did something real bad in her past, because they have got her. Condoleezza Rice thinks this airhead, of course, is a brilliant thinker. And she works with her brilliantly. She says they work hand in hand brilliantly. Rice and Bush have got it. So if Olmert, they're going to keep Olmert in power as long as they can. Israel has to be destroyed. Olmert is the means of doing it. It doesn't matter the Israeli people, well, 3%. you know, there is a margin of error of 3%. He might have zero support. Bush is keeping him in power. But not to worry, because if he falls, well, they're going to make sure that C.P. Livni becomes prime minister. Oh, the poor Israeli people. The poor, suffering Israeli people. What has been done to them? And now we have to look at the war. Why was there this war? Now, I said this last year from the second day of the war when I saw there was no... Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, my phone may be failing me. If it does, I will phone you quickly back by cell phone.
Okay.
Now, what are we talking about? What are we talking about with this war? We're talking about a proxy war where the United States and Iran are fighting. Now, the United States infantry is all tied down in Iraq. The only way that the United States can fight Iran is an air war. And Omar promised Bush we can win with just an air force. And nowhere in this report is the fact that this war was fought for the Council on Foreign Relations. And there was no infantry in Lebanon until the very last days of the war when they suffered miserably. Nothing in this report indicates that Israel was fighting a war for the United States. Not a word. Now, do you recall my words when I said that last year? Hello?
I do. Go ahead.
Oh, good. It's so important that someone remembers. I said you can't win a war against rockets without infantry. The Air Force cannot take out rockets. They're on trucks. They're hidden underground. They go out. They shoot off. And then they go back into hiding. Israel got about 40% of the rockets while using up literally all the armaments of the Air Force. And is this mentioned? Of course it's not mentioned. We have got ourselves a situation in Israel where the most important report, the report on the only war Israel has lost, is nothing but it's a filthy cover. That's what it is. The Oslo war of last year has reached the point now where Olmert is going to continue being prime minister. That's what's going to happen because Bush has decided he will be the prime minister and the Israeli government has no legal means of getting rid of him.
Well,
there's no way of doing it.
Well, I realize there's no legal means, but there was a report out yesterday from DEPCA when I've always figured that DEPCA was pretty close to some of the real military and intelligence forces, and they had put out the word through the intelligence network, don't worry, we are in charge, and, you know, you've got your government there, but... We are going to do what's necessary to defend Israel. And when we get back, I'd like to get Barry's comment on that, because that would suggest that we have people who are not going to listen to Omar. Go ahead.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products, or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
DEFCA is very iffy. Now, DEFCA is run by Gior Shamis, who I know, and he worked for the Financial Times for many years, and he does have ties, but he's not a military man. So do I think it's right? I hope it is. I genuinely hope there's a coup by somebody, and really, really quickly. Now look at the possibilities here. The Labor Party is threatening now to pull out of Kadima, which, big deal, you know, what's more corrupt, what's less corrupt, the Labor Party or the ex-Likud party of Ehud Olmert? It doesn't matter, but if Labor does pull out of Kadima, there's no more majority, there's no more, it can't run the country, it's over with. Now, that causes a horrible, horrible situation where one, maybe you have elections, and maybe you don't. But if you don't have elections, well, theoretically, the president would appoint the leader of the opposition, who happens to be Benjamin Netanyahu, to be prime minister. But there's a real problem with the president. We don't have one. Okay?
He was the fellow that they got for molesting 6 or 8 women, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's what molesting, raping.
Okay.
I mean, these charges that they put against Kassab are extremely devastating.
Well, do you think there's any truth to that? Do you think this was simply an effort to get rid of him?
It was an effort to make Shimon Peres president of Israel.
Okay.
That's what it was. If Peres doesn't become prime minister, he'll become president. He's going to go out in a massive flash, and the Vatican will get their man in power. And this is what's going on in Israel. And the Israelis don't understand just how thoroughly he is an agent of the Vatican, this Shimon Peres. He does not like Jews. He hates Jews. Now, I'm going to give you a secret, and you go looking it up. Peres' mother is not Jewish, which in the Jewish religion means he isn't Jewish. We know one thing, thanks to Yitzhak Rabin, Shimon Peres, when he was young, before he moved to Israel, when he was 8, 9, 10 years old, he was educated in Poland at a Jesuit school. Now, nobody took that very seriously, but when I read that passage, I said, wow, that explains everything. I mean, this man is not working for Jews, he's working for the Jesuits, and boy, that's not what Israel needs right now. Now, I want to add, there are two people, the chiefs of staff of the IDF, and they made very, very profound statements that have no place that I could find in this report. I went over this report, and I admit I skipped or I missed, but nonetheless, Dan Chalutz was reported. He said it. He said that the object of this war was not to win, it was to fight just good enough or not bad enough to bring in international forces. Who gave our chief of staff an insane objective to bring in international forces? Well, folks, we got them in Lebanon right now. And all the international forces are the Vatican forces. They are the soldiers from Italy, Spain, France, and Germany. That's who is now guarding, that's who is separating Hezbollah from Israel. And Hezbollah right now is all ready for another rocket war. And the Israelis, as I have explained on your show, not once or twice, cannot withstand another rocket war. The last time, 2 million people ran from their homes to the center of the country because Haifa and Sfat and Tiberias, they were, all of northern Israel, was being all the way to Hadera, was being blasted by Hezbollah missiles. Now, who is preventing these missiles from being blasted at Israel again? It's the Army of the Vatican. Folks, that's the truth. Now, this Army of the Vatican also want to take over Gaza. And, my, good for Dan Chalutz, our chief of staff. He didn't want to fight so well to win. He didn't want to defeat Hezbollah. He wanted to bring in these damn Vatican forces. Oh, boy. And then he was taken over. He was finally, he resigned. Crap, he resigned. He quit with his tail between his legs. That's what he did. And who took over? Well, of course, it was Gabi Ashkenazi. Gabi Ashkenazi looked at the army and announced to the Israeli public that he cannot do anything with this army for at least 3 or 4 years. It was so poorly run and so badly managed, it would be 4 years before it could be an army capable of defending Israel. Isn't that nice news? Well, this week there was a poll taken, and guess what? Only half of Israelis believe the IDF will win the next war.
We're going to be back in just a moment.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Barry Shamish. Barry, before we go on, let's get your website out and then once again tell our listeners how they can get your books at either directly from you or at lulu.com.
You got it. When you go to www.lulu.com, lulu.com, there's a place on top that says search. Just write in Shamish, Chamish, and take special note of my book, Bye Bye Gaza, and I'll explain why very shortly. And my website, of course, is the Barry Chamish website. And I, within a day or two, will put up a picture of my little itty-bitty wedding that took place last week. And you'll see my bride. Now, it's not an ordinary bride. Look, I like the Jewish Defense League in the 70s. They were my kind of people. And I met Mayor Kahane many times, actually. Oh, okay, four or five times. And he liked me, and I liked him. And they were good people. They were honest people. The Jews were being attacked. They wanted to learn self-defense. But what you've got now today is they have been taken over. Not the JDL. They have new names now. Their new name is B'nai Elim, which are the sons of the gods. This is what my bride fell into. Now let me tell you how we met. We met because she was about to be killed. If you can believe this story, it's true. And in my latest article, which go to the BarryChamishWebsite.com and see it, she wanted to be Jewish. My lovely betrothed bride, Cindy, wanted to be Jewish. And she went looking for someone Jewish who could guide her. And she ended up on a computer dating site, and she ended up in the hands of a leader of B'nai Elim. Now, fine and dandy, fine, maybe he'll treat her well. That's not what happened. They saw her as a perfect patsy. Now, I have reproduced one letter from them in my article. She has numerous letters. Here's what they were going to do, then I'll go backwards. They told her that B'nai Elim, which is supposedly the new Kach, the new JDL, they guard the CIA. The CIA asked them to guard their conventions. And they, this boyfriend of hers, asked Cindy to please guard the CIA. And he gave her a gun. And he said, there's going to be a convention in St. Petersburg, Florida, and you'll be amongst the guards, and don't worry about using the gun. No one will harm you. You can kill all the terrorists you want. And then she wrote me. First of all, she wrote me, I would like to become Jewish. How is that done? Which was very nice. I said, you have to see a rabbi. I can't help you on that. Then she wrote back and said, I have a slight problem. I am romantically involved with someone from B'nai Elim, and they want me to go to the CIA convention in Florida wearing a gun. And I said, oh, And I wrote her. I said, Cindy, this is very serious. You'd better phone me, which she did. Cindy read my book, Bye Bye Gaza. She has been on my email list for 4 years. In Bye Bye Gaza, I describe Kach. Kach was what Mayor Kahana founded. It has been taken over by the secret services of Israel. B'nai Elim is the secret services of the United States. The CIA were going to kill Cindy. That's what they were going to do. They would see a member of B'nai Elim approaching their convention with a loaded gun, and they would have killed her. And I told her this, and she said, I read your book, and I know these people. I know these people, Mike Kozofsky from Israel, and Itamar Ben-Gvir, and I've heard about this Avigdor Eskin, and they're all friends with these people in B'nai Elim, and I said, something is wrong. They're abusing my naivety. I didn't believe people could do this to me, but I feel that they're setting me up for something. And she sent me an email, and I said, my goodness gracious, you're going to be... Now, you don't know these names. You don't know who Titania Suskind is, and I'll explain who she is shortly. Larissa Trimbaba, who is supposedly married to Rabin's supposed murderer, Yigal Amir, these are all set up by Koch, by Avigdor Eskin. Now, I'm going to give you one example of many, many, and we'll try and sort this out. Avigdor Eskin conducted a service called the Pulsa Denara, a death service, 1 month to the day that Rabin was killed. He got the worldwide publicity, amazingly, for this service where he is going to kill Rabin. Him and his Koch buddies are going to kill Rabin, and a month later, lo and behold, Rabin is shot dead. Now, Titania Suskind was a very naive Russian girl. She handed out pictures of Mohammed as a pig in Hebron on a Sabbath, no less. She claimed she was religious, but she didn't mind handing out these horrible insults on a Sabbath. And, well, Larissa Trimbaba, who married Yigal Amir, left her husband, her four children, yet lived in the same house as them. That was Avigdor Eskin. He trained her. This is the same. You get these women who are uniquely naive, who believe in the world, who believe that Jews can't do wrong, and you turn them into patsies. You have them commit vicious, violent crimes. And I'm going to get to murder shortly. I just want to get these out of the way. What you've got with Koch in Israel is the true fifth column. These are people who are destroying the settlers. They are destroying the Israeli right, and they are working for the Shabak. Now, what we're dealing with about a month and a half ago, suddenly, Koch decided to defend Jonathan Pollard. And it was about two months ago, let's say. And lo and behold, my bride was convinced to go demonstrating in the street for Pollard, who most Americans view as simply as a traitor spy. It's more complicated than that. Pollard was used by Paris. Paris used his information. He turned it into Iran-Contra. This was the year 1984-85. He turned it into a criminal network. We're talking about high-level crimes with a lot of dead people. This was Pollard. So now you have pictures of her with these signs for Pollard, for releasing Pollard. Then they give her banners. They give her Koch banners, which is, of course, a fist through a Jewish star and a black background, and told her to keep him at home for the next rally. And then she writes me and says, why do I have banners in my house? Why am I going to the Pollard demonstrations? I read your book, Bye Bye Gaza. It doesn't make sense that these people would be demonstrating for Pollard. But then she hits the big one. In Jerusalem, two people, Michael Gruzovsky and Itamar Ben-Gvir, are arrested for demonstrating for Pollard and getting too close, believe it or not, to Condoleezza Rice. They somehow got up to her hotel room got right into her floor, and nobody stopped them, and they demonstrated for Pollard outside her door. It made worldwide news, and now Cindy is part of a demonstration that's on the news worldwide, and she's getting all this help from these Israeli cock people. And boy, did she need help, because they were going to kill her. She was going to show up at the CIA convention. She was going to be shot. They were going to show pictures on TV of her demonstrating for Pollard. They were going to tear her house apart and show these banners from Cox. They were going to murder her. And I said, Cindy, you don't know how glad I am you turned to me, because you would not be alive after this convention. They're making you another setup, and they're going to kill you. And she understood it immediately, and somehow or another, something between us just kept growing as I kept really saving her life, and she kept responding to my truth, this amazing passion and love and whatever developed between us, even though we were 3,000 miles apart. And while I was telling her who these people were and convincing her to run for her life, well, we were also becoming extremely close, to the point where she flew to Vancouver, and you know I can't get to the United States. I was blocked last time. I said, the only way I can ever see you in person is if you come to Vancouver, we get married, and we travel back to the United States as man and wife. I said, that's the only way I can ever come and see you. And lo and behold, she agreed to that. And that's basically why I'm in Florida right now, at her home. We just flipped for each other. But in the meantime, the people she's discussing destroyed Gaza. People, go to lulu.com and buy Bye Bye Gaza. Itamar Ben-Gvir of Koch came into Gaza, where there was a very sturdy defense being prepared, led by Nadia Matar of the Women in Green. There was close to 2,000 people who were going to defend Gaza, in other words, Gush Katif, Jewish Gaza, with their lives. In comes Itamar Ben-Gvir and his little gang. Within an hour or two, there's a giant sign on the side of the hotel, Mohammed is a pig. Now remember, Tatiana Suskind, same thing, Mohammed is a pig. It's the classic cock signature. It's the classic Shabak setup. And before you know it, the Jews are fighting the Arabs. Before you know it, two Jews are now arrested for attempted murder. Daniel Pinner and Shmuel Citrin are now, not Shmuel's the father, I'm so sorry, Shimon Citrin are now arrested and are going to be charged with attempted murder. Shimon Citrin's trial is this Sunday. Supposedly, he doesn't have a chance because he is too damn stupid to know that he was used by Koch. He is going to tell the truth that he did not try and shoot any Arabs. He's going to tell the truth that it was not his doing, that the Arabs threw rocks at him. All this is the truth, and it was all set up. Now, besides the two Jewish men who are facing attempted murder charges, there were close to 300 or 400 13 to 16-year-old, mostly girls, by the way, arrested for resisting the police. The police came in the next day and cleared out the hotel and cleared out the resistance, and Itamar Ben-Gvir was shuffled out of there before any of this trouble happened, and Koch made sure that Gush Katif fell. Itamar Ben-Gvir has hurt so many people. So many people have sat in prison. So many people have died because of Itamar Ben-Gvir. Now, here's the worst part. His boss is Baruch Marzel. Baruch Marzel has hidden the fact that he is working for the government. He's an agent. He has somehow kept this Ben-Gvir on the payroll and managed to escape the blame. He is bad, bad news. And the people of Hebron are going to be cleared out very, very shortly. And I promise you, Marzel's task will be to make sure that the Jews leave with their hands in the air, into the boxcars, and out they go. This is the duty of Koch and Israel. Have I made this clear?
Yes, sir. Well, these are the techniques they've used over and over again. You infiltrate both sides, you know, and then, of course, you set up the straw man, and, of course, then you go after the straw man and knock him down, and you mobilize him. And as long as you control both sides, there's no opposition to your programs.
Now, who are these men? And this is the big one. Why did Larissa Trimbobler, who Avigdor Eskin somehow trained to love Yigal Amir and marry him, why did they do this? And here is something you should always remember. People don't become agent provocateur without a reason. Yigal Amir, according to all sources I've spoke to, and I'm not alone, was a pedophile. He was caught raping young boys. I've heard this over and over again. Right now, I don't care if I say it or not. That's how you turn someone into an agent. That's how you get him to betray his friends. And that's what they did.
And I fear that we have the same thing going on in our country, either homosexuals or pedophiles. And we have so much corruption and certainly immorality. And I'm sure many of our congressmen have been compromised. I'm sure that many people in key positions in our own government have been compromised. We talk about the Franklin cover-up. We talk about the Bohemian Grove. We talk about Skull and Bones and all of these occult organizations which compromise people. And that, of course, they are willing to betray our nation.
No question about it. Now, what you've got in Israel is, right now, Koch is no longer the fine group it was. And let me give you a story. I met Benjamin Kahana, and I know the day I met him, because that was the day after Mota Gur was murdered. We went over this in our last show. Mota Gur was Rabin's deputy minister of security. He was murdered 3 months before Rabin was murdered. He did not want to go on with Oslo. And I knew he was murdered, and I explained this to you on the last show. I knew because his own doctor, Dr. Samariel Khaitkin of Ichlov Hospital, of the Department of Oncology, said he didn't have cancer anymore. He had been to New York for 3 months, Memorial Hospital, Manhattan. He was back in Israel 7 weeks previous to that without any growth. The cancer had disappeared. They told us he died because he didn't want his family to suffer. They would not have suffered. His cancer was gone. And by the way, I got that information first very publicly from Mariv and the Jerusalem Post. But then, giving lectures in Israel, I met one nurse from Ichlov Hospital Oncology Department who said, "You're absolutely right. Mota Gur no longer had the cancer. Why did he kill himself?" Now, we're talking back, now we're going back to Benjamin Kahana. This puts the date at July of 1995 when I sat with him in Beit HaGron in Jerusalem. There was a press conference to stop the horrible Oslo War Accord, which led to the war last year in Lebanon, and which has led to the Winograd Report, which has led to the end of Israel. No question about it, Oslo was aimed and formulated to destroy Israel. And we've done this again. Please, people, go to my website, that Barry Chalmers website. The list of shows with me and Stan Monteith is now very, very long. And I'm glad we're doing this, that we can get this out. We now know that Benjamin Kahana knew that Koch was completely infiltrated, because he told me the following words. He said to me, we'll wait for that quote I take. Is that the music?
That's the music, and you better get it out quickly, because that's the end of the program, too.
He said, I started Kahana Chai because Koch, I couldn't tell the members from the agents. There, I got it out.
God bless. Thanks so much, Barry.
See you later.
Give my best to your bride. Bye-bye. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been...
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate. Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Friedrichs has done a tremendous job. So go to the link and watch these videos, and then hopefully you'll want to get them and show them to others. Certainly my talk on Brotherhood of Darkness is a classic, but you'll certainly want to get our new talk, in which is entitled The Forbidden Secret. That's Forbidden Secret, and it really goes into the secret that was known to Alexander the Great, who with an army of 35,000 Macedonians was able to take on armies 10 to 20 times the size of his, and he was always victorious. But he knew the secret, and we tell you what the secret was. We tell you where you can verify this from writings, you know, about 100 A.D., from Plutarch's The Age of Alexander. The secret has been known, but of course, only to those in the elite positions. Forbidden Secret, about a two-hour DVD. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now, certainly, Rhonda Byrne has come out with a book and a DVD that was featured on Oprah Winfrey and Larry King, and in some ways, she's talking about the same secret. And, of course, we've put together a 14th set called The Secret Behind the Secret. You need to understand what she's talking about. You need to see my DVD. And then, of course, you need, of course, to get the new material we have from Constance Cumby. We have a 14th set by Constance, who really was the person who popularized the New Age occult movement back in the early 1980s. We have a new DVD called The Emergence We have one called A Four-Tape Set on Constance Cumby, and then, of course, we have her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. You need to have this as background information. Then we have a new film by Chris Pinto. Now, this is the talk given by Chris at our program, and you can just call it. It's a one-hour DVD. Excellent. It gives you a tremendous background on these secret and occult organizations and, of course, their influence on our nation's capital. Now, Chris has put together two wonderful DVDs, and, of course, they are The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings and Riddles in Stone. I happen to be in both of them, play a small part, but I'm really rather insignificant. It's superb photography, superb interviews with some of the leading Masonic apologists and occultists in the world today. So, again, that is The Secret Mystery DVD or Riddles in Stone DVD. And then, of course, you'll want to get Joe Schimmel's videos or DVDs. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. We're involved in a spiritual battle, ladies and gentlemen, and the dark forces are working at the highest levels of music. They're working within our churches. They're working within our educational system. They're working within our government today, which is why we're at war in the Middle East. And if you really want to know why we're at war, you need to get my February 2007 letter. That's the February 2007 letter. It's available on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, our website. You need to go there. You need to pull down my letters. And you need to take advantage of the information that is readily available there. And then the links to a lot of the videos. And then, of course, the links to our archive programs. And then, of course, we hope that many of you, of course, are making arrangements, because I think we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. If you'd like to get information on emergency supplies, if you'd like, of course, to get our health catalog, if you'd like to get our regular catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming at you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, right now we have with us Avi Lipkin on the line, and Avi's going to give us his views of what's going on in the Near East and in the Middle East, because we are approaching a period of real crisis over there. Certainly, the terrorist organizations in both Lebanon and the Palestinian area have been rearmed with much more sophisticated rockets than they had a year ago. Syria has sophisticated rockets, many of them with tips that either have biological or chemical warheads on them, and these are going to be able to reach literally any part of Israel with a tremendous accuracy. And, of course, as you know, Iran is doing everything, it seems, from a totally illogical point of view, to actually encourage the United States to attack it. Now, this doesn't make any sense. Certainly the Iranian people don't want a war with the United States, and the American people don't want a war with Iran, but there are forces within the Iranian government and within our own government that seem to be intent upon going to war. And once a war starts, why, of course, then you begin to build the hatred, the anger, the animosity that allows people to kill people and to just turn a blind eye to the suffering of large numbers of civilians who would simply be what we would call collateral damage in what I believe is a coming class of civilizations. But let's hear what Avi has. Maybe Avi has better a view of this, and he thinks that everything will be peacefully settled. Avi, thanks so much for being with us on short notice.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Great to be on your show again.
Well, let's get your take on what's going on.
Okay, well, firstly, I'll just say something a little off-color with your permission. About a month ago, or a month and a half ago, as I was getting ready to go back to Israel, my wife, who was in Israel at the time in Jerusalem, was very upset about things that she had picked up in her job in Jerusalem monitoring the Arabic broadcasts of our neighbors. And Rachel said to me, Avi, there's going to be a war in the Middle East very soon. I can just feel it, she said. And she said, tell me, my dear husband, what, don't you feel it? And I said, listen, I'm here in New York, and the only thing I can feel from the American media is Anna Nicole Smith. And it's incredible that things, as they say in the Midwest or in the South, things are fixing for a war in the Middle East. And here in America, all you get is Anna Nicole Smith.
Well, either that, of course, who's going to win the National Basketball Association playoffs, or who's going to be drafted in the NFL? I agree with you. I get so angry when I see the news, and I realize the earth-shaking events that are taking place throughout the world, and, of course, the attention of the American people is simply neutralized. Instead of facing the issues that we should be concerned about, why we're obsessed with the issues that are really no consequence at all. And 3 years from now, everybody will have forgotten who it is who wins the NBA playoffs. But, of course, we won't forget the consequences of what is about to happen. You pick up the story, Abby.
Okay. What I want to do is I want to pick up this story on a number of levels. I would say there are probably three levels that interest the listeners of your show. One level, of course, is the preparation of Iran to attain nuclear capability. And when I say nuclear capability, I'm not talking about one nuclear weapon, but 250 of them. The second level that would interest your listeners is the war between Israel and its neighbors that is coming. The third level is the war, economic war and terrorist war against the United States and Europe to bring the Christian world down. These are things that the Islamic world is preparing for, and Americans and even and especially the Europeans are not being warned of what is about to happen. I do say, by the way, that Sarkozy's victory in France is a great victory for civilization, just as, believe it or not, Angela Merkel's victory in Germany was a victory for Western civilization.
Hold on, that will be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course our special guest this afternoon is Avi Lipkin. And Avi is an American. He was born in the United States, but he moved to Israel, and he's an Israeli citizen. But he travels a great deal here in the United States, keeping those of us who know and appreciate him abreast of what's going on. And I don't know anybody who has a better understanding or can certainly analyze what is going on over in Israel than Avi Lipkin. And of course, he said in his opening remarks that he wanted to address this from three points of view. Certainly one, is the situation as far as Israel is concerned. The second, of course, is the coming conflict in the Middle East. And the third, of course, is the plan to destabilize the United States economically, for which the terrorists and certainly the Islamic radicals in the Middle East are planning. And the average American has no idea how vulnerable we would be at the present time to an economic attack. And yet, I feel it is imminent, and I feel just like your wife does. Alfie was saying that he talked to his wife, who lives over in Israel while he's working here and traveling, and his wife said, there's going to be a war in the Middle East. I can feel it. And I feel the same thing. I feel that there's going to be a war in the Middle East. I feel there's going to be a war in the Near East, and I believe there are going to be terrible consequences here in this country, consequences that the average American is totally unprepared for. So you pick up the story there, Robbie.
Okay. Well, firstly, I want to start with Iran. I think the main focus is Iran. Iran is the main cancer from which the other metastasizing cancers come out. That means Syria. It means Hezbollah. It means the terrorists, the Hamas in the Palestinian areas. It means all kinds of troublemakers in Saudi Arabia and other countries which have a mixed Shiite and Sunni population. But the point I'm saying is there will be no quiet in the Middle East until there is quiet in Iran. There will be no democracy in Iraq and in Afghanistan. There will be no peace in Iraq and in Afghanistan until you have peace and democracy in Iran. When the Shah of Iran fell in 1979, he was brought down by the Democratic President Jimmy Carter. People in Washington, D.C. already understood immediately with the taking of hostage of the American diplomats in Tehran for over a year that you were dealing with a terrorist rogue regime. And the U.S. military and the Israeli military have been working together. They have been marching in lockstep for the last 27 years in preparation for the inevitable. The inevitable...
Hold that thought right there. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Avi was simply saying that, you know, the people in the military, the people in the, in the upper echelons of the radical government that controls Iran today have been preparing ever since 1979 for the coming conflict with the United States. Would that be a fair assessment?
Well, it is a fair assessment, but like I'm saying, I'm coming from the other direction now. That Israel and America, because Israel and America helped the Iran prepare its nuclear project under the Shah, that when the Shah of Iran fell, America and Israel knew exactly what Ayatollah Khomeini was going to do with it.
All right. Go right ahead. Pick the story up.
Now, but another point is, of course, that the Iranians are basically destroying their own economy. Instead of looking for more oil sources and then upgrading their oil industries, the Iranians are letting the oil industries collapse in Iran. They are producing every year less and less oil because they're not doing the right things to benefit their economy and their people. They're taking the money and using it for nuclear programs and weaponry and terrorism and spreading Islam, which means eventually that the Iranian regime will collapse because of economic failure. But anyway, what I'm saying here is the following. Iran now has a new project, and I'll take 5 minutes to talk about this. The project is called the Shiite Crescent. Shiite Crescent means that the Shiites are going to overthrow the Sunnis in Iraq, which they have, and link up with Iran. In Syria, which they have, and link up with Iran. In Lebanon, which they have yet to do, and they will do, and then Lebanon will become a Shiite fanatic country. Christians of Lebanon will be butchered and will flee. The Sunnis will be butchered completely, and then Lebanon will be part from the Mediterranean Sea to the Caspian Sea, to the Persian Gulf and to the Indian Ocean will be Shiite. Then the Shiites will move south through Kuwait, overthrow the Sunni regime of Kuwait, overthrow the Sunni regime of Saudi Arabia, Dubai, Qatar, the Emirates, Oman, overthrow all those countries, Bahrain. All those countries have 50-50 populations, and then the Shiites will have absolute control of the oil-producing region of the Persian Gulf.
Now, of course, what you're really saying is about half the population in all these countries is Shia Muslim, half are Sunni Muslim, and the Shias really intend, of course, then to take those countries, and they'll have the support of at least half the indigenous population, and, of course, if you're a Sunni in that area, why, you're going to have to flee for your life. So go ahead.
Right. And by the way, another point. The Iranians back the Shiites, and the Americans back the Sunnis, which means nobody backs the Sunnis because George W. Bush's hands are tied by the Democrats. So when you say that the Americans are the backers of the Sunnis, that's like saying that Hillary Clinton is the backer of the Sunnis. Or that Dean or Kerry or Obama is the backer of the Shiites. Nobody is the backer of the Sunnis. Nobody is the backer. The Sunnis have no ally now. And so the Sunnis are very upset, and the Shiites are marching to victory. And what they're going to do eventually is they're going to blow up the oil wells and prevent oil from reaching the Christian Europeans, which means the Christian economies of Europe collapse.
And, of course, you think that they will, if there's an incident over there, they would use that as a justification for attacking the oil facilities of both Kuwait and Qatar and Saudi Arabia, which will, of course, have a tremendous economic impact on the United States. We'd be talking about $10, $15 a gallon gasoline.
Correct. In other words, what's going to have to happen, in my opinion, will be a wall-to-wall coalition of Christian and Western countries to occupy and defend the oil-producing resources of the Persian Gulf area.
Well,
and to ensure that the Straits of Hormuz remain open.
Well, do you think that there's going to be some sort of an incident? How is this going to come about? Is there any way, of course, that we could negotiate with the Shias or at least put this off a direct confrontation until eventually the Shia regime collapses of its own ineptitude? Because, of course, the people of Iran, you know, at least 60% of them are less than 30 years of age. They hate the mullahs. They don't want to go to war. They don't want this radical form of Islam. They want to be more westernized. So, and certainly the economy over there is having all sorts of problems. They're having to ration access to gasoline. And as you say, they can't even produce enough gasoline for their own people, even though they have, you know, they have more oil there than anybody else. So basically, the country is just totally corrupt, isn't it?
Not only that, prostitution, HIV, and drug use is higher in Iran today than it ever has been in history.
Well, is there any way, Chris, we could put off a confrontation until such time as the regime just collapses?
Well, I do know that there are special ops on the ground inside of Iran that are doing all kinds of things. I don't know exactly what they're doing, but the point is, let me tell you like this. I think you'll agree with me that without an American invasion in March of 2003 of Iraq, Saddam Hussein could never have been overthrown. Iraqis couldn't do it by themselves. Now, the Iranians, it is true, and I would say not 60%, I say 70 or 80% want a change in the regime, but they cannot do it. Why? Because you have an army in Iran called the Pasdaran. The Pasdaran are 20,000 SS, Gestapo, stormtroopers. And if you are, for example, a young student in the university in Tehran, and you work for democracy and social reform, the Pasdaran will find you, and they will kill you. There will be no trial, there will be no evidence, and people have been disappearing in Iran, and nobody can say anything about it. The only way you can have a regime change is first you've got to liquidate the 20,000 Pasdaran. If you don't get once you get rid of the Pasdaran, the mullahs will fall.
All right, fine. Well,
so at some stage, there's going to have to be some kind of either special ops involvement together with a local opposition that will rise against the Pasdaran. Pasdaran will kill anybody who stands in the way of these mullahs.
Well, of course, you know, as far as I'm concerned, we already have our special ops there. And then, of course, there are several other revolutionary groups which are funding. I know there's some people from some of the Pashtun tribes, some people operating out of Afghanistan, certainly in many of the provinces, certainly in the Kurdish provinces and the other provinces there. Why, we're funding the opposition, so there's lots of opposition to the mullahs, isn't there?
I would say, God willing, and praying, as I think you are, that the Iranian government should be replaced with a more representative government, a democratic government, and when that happens, maybe, God willing, then there won't be any need for a military intervention.
Well, what time frame are we talking about? Certainly, the last thing I want to see would be a military confrontation, and I really do believe that we could wait long enough why the regime would fall, because it's extremely unpopular. Ahmadinejad has lost tremendous support, but it almost looks as if there's a timetable there with all of the military concentration of military power there in the Persian Gulf, and all the Marines there, and the landing craft and all that, almost as if our government does have a timetable. What are your thoughts on what's going on?
Okay, well, firstly, let me go to the... Remember I said there were three things I wanted to talk about. I said Iran, Israel and its neighbors, and the terrorist threat to the U.S.
All right.
Let's go into the second stage. Second stage is Israel and its neighbors. Now, my wife, Rachel, monitors the media broadcasts of our neighbors. The Syrians are saying, we want peace, and we're ready to make peace with Israel right away. But, of course, if we get everything that we're demanding, which is a complete withdrawal from the Golan, and parts of Israel, which the Israeli government refuses to do. That's why Rabin broke off negotiations with them in 1994. So Syria, therefore, is preparing for the military option. Hezbollah, I don't know if you heard the news today, yesterday, that Ban Ki-moon is the Korean Secretary General of the UN, and he came out with a report, a scathing report, that on the Hezbollah and the Syrians, that the Syrians are resupplying the Hezbollah completely, and that the Hezbollah today are at the pre-war levels of last summer. In other words, Hezbollah is ready for another war with Israel. So, therefore, we can already see two fronts preparing for war with Israel in the north, Syria, and Lebanon.
All right, fine, and I share your concern about it. So,
okay, in Gaza, and from, they're bringing in from under the border from Egypt completely uncontrolled smuggling of all kinds of weaponry, including anti-aircraft missiles. Israel's aircraft will not be safe. They're digging tunnels under the border into Israel, and we had a report last week, which is kind of squelched by the Israeli media, that there was a tunnel dug and that this Islamic terrorist came out from Gaza, and their plan was to capture more Israeli soldiers, and this was stopped. It was nipped in the bud, but it has not been. It's like it's an open secret in Israel, but the media will not talk about it anymore. That one of these tunnels was stopped, and they could not get the Israeli soldiers they were looking for. We don't know exactly what happened. I imagine these guys are under interrogation now. But, you know, the land between Gaza and Israel is sandy. And so these people can dig hundreds, if not thousands, of tunnels under the border into Israel. Remember the movie The Great Escape?
Right, uh-huh.
And they just dig their way out of the German prisoner of war camp. So that's what they're doing. Gaza is one big prisoner of war camp. And, I mean, it could all be different if they had peace with Israel. But all they want to do is kill the Jews, so Israel has them sealed up like a cockroach in a bottle. Gaza is preparing for war. The weaponries are coming from Egypt, unlimited. Egypt is now inciting against Israel and its media. Egypt has detained a number of Egyptians claiming that they were spies for Israel. The incitement against Israel is growing to such a crescendo that I think that the Egyptian population is being prepared for war with Israel.
Well, I do too, and the question is, how soon do you think it may occur? Would it be?
I'm painting a picture for you, sir.
All right, putting in pink
and yellow and blue and green and purple, and we're now getting some kind of a picture. So Syria, Hezbollah, Gaza, West Bank Arabs, Egypt are preparing for war with Israel. Now, I don't know if you remember, sir, but last summer when the war broke out with the Hezbollah, it broke out at a time when the UN was supposed to condemn Iran for its nuclear program. Now, what I see happening is there is going to be something happening between Israel and its neighbors, probably at the behest of Iran.
All right, fine. I certainly don't question that at all.
And what the U.S. is trying to do at this moment, including giving $500 million to the, I think it's $500 million to the PLO, you know, to the Palestinian Authority, is to buy them off not to attack Israel.
Well, you can give them all the money you want to, but do you think that's really going to have any long-range effect?
Well, maybe it buys time for now, because I think the U.S. is trying to work out an alliance, at least temporarily, with the Sunnis to stay together with the U.S. in its war against the Shiites in Iran.
All right, fine. Hang on to that, though. We'll be back in just a moment with Avi Lipkin as we analyze what's really going on in the Near East and the Far East and the Middle East. Well, Avi, go ahead, pick up the story there.
Okay, now what I want to do is I want to get to the third element of our talk.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Threat of war. He's talking about what's happening in the Middle East with Iran and, of course, the increasing threat of war in that area because, of course, certainly there are many people within the Iranian government who realize that if they just continue their present course, why, their government will eventually be toppled because they're so unpopular. However, if they could get into a war with the United States, they would unite the people behind themselves. And now, the third component is, of course, the threat of terrorism and the attack on the financial and industrial infrastructure of the United States. So pick up the story there, Ravi.
Okay, well, of course, you know, that what made America great is the economy. That's what many, many anti-Christian people say. You know, I always say what made America great was Jesus Christ, the Bible, God, you know, all the things that you see a Christian Western civilization believe in. But on the other hand, there are those people who do have a point that America is also great because of its economy. And so the Islamic plan is the destruction of the economy. The Islamic plan is the destruction of U.S. airliners. The Islamic plan is the destruction of the high-rise buildings, skyscrapers. The Islamic plan is the destruction of dams and dikes around the country to drown millions of Americans downstream and to take away the sweet water reservoirs of the American people. And basically, as I see it, even without getting into nuclear backpacks, into the high-tech thing, if you have 50 guys with M16s, or you have 50 guys with 18-wheelers, or you have 15 guys pacing on dams, you can destroy 50 planes, 50 high-rises, and 50 dikes. And with 150 people, you can basically kill millions of Americans and destroy the American economy. And so we are now, I think, very, very close to a a showdown. I think that there are cells, because after all of my pacing on the borders and with the information I've collected, I have no doubt that there are tens of thousands of terrorists here in the United States just waiting for the orders for the final day of judgment. And very unfortunately, the American people still are under the dream of political correctness. And as you probably know, sir, there's a problem today with PBS that they have squelched a movie called Islamist versus Islam. And PBS did it before, 1994, with a movie which PBS made with Stephen Emerson called Jihad in America, which, by the way, is available on my website, bookstore, vicmore.com. You know, PBS suppressed already a very, very well-made documentary about Islamic terrorism in 1994, which spoke about the destruction of American airliners, which spoke about the destruction of the World Trade Center, and it was covered up by PBS. If Tennant says he didn't know, let me tell you, Tennant was worse than ignorant. And today, PBS is doing the same thing again. Americans are not to know the truth about what Islam is planning for America. That's why I have my website, and that's why I'm doing the work I'm doing.
Well, of course, I think that most Americans really have no idea that we could be in terrible threat here. They think that this is going to be a war over the Near East or over the Middle East, and that's going to affect them without understanding the implications of what would happen if, of course, if gasoline were to go to $10 a gallon here in the United States, or even higher. If oil were to go to $300 a barrel, if the system of delivery of oil were just totally disrupted in the Middle East because of a conflict there, they don't understand the significance of the Straits of Hormuz, or what would happen, of course, if we were cut off from oil from Venezuela, from Nicaragua, and certainly from the Middle East. So what are your thoughts? What's the next thing that's going to happen, Ali?
Well, I see this, forgive me for the simplistic thinking, but I see this as World War III. And in world wars, you have many, many fronts. And by the way, Venezuela is a front, and the Persian Gulf is a front, and the Hezbollah and all these other countries surrounding Israel are fronts. Russia and China are fronts. You know, Russia and China will fight America to the last drop of Muslim blood. They will use the Muslims as proxies, just as the United States used the Muslims against the Soviets in Afghanistan as proxies when the Soviets invaded Afghanistan. So this is a world war. Sometimes in world wars, you win some battles and you lose some battles. The important thing is the final winning of the war. But, well, I see we've got the music again.
No, well, that's all right. Go right ahead. I'll tell you what it's, well, I'm going to cut you off. Go ahead.
Okay, so anyway, so all I'm saying is that this is a war that I am completely confident that the United States will win. The United States has to win. I don't want to think what happens if the United States does not. If the United States does not win, the world will be destroyed. And if you look throughout history, whenever the United States wins, the vanquished enemies are blessed.
Well, I think that, well, the significant thing is that Samuel Huntington wrote a book called The Clash of Civilizations. I think it's articles in Foreign Affairs. And I really believe this is really what's upon us now, as, of course, the tempo of violence and expectation builds up in the Middle East. Everybody's waiting for when does the war start, and the average American has no idea.
I would say it will happen in some time.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Avi Lifkin. Go ahead, Avi. I didn't mean to interrupt you right there, but of course the computer takes over, and I just sort of sit here and marvel at the genius of these electronic systems. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, very simply, the United States, I don't want to say is a sitting duck, but if an American people vote, you know, forgive me, Democrats are great people, but if 50% of the population or even a little more voted Democrat in the last election, then you've got 50% of the people or a little more who have no idea about the threat of Islam to American civilization and Western civilization. And by the way, I will praise the victory of Sarkozy in the elections in France, and the victory of Angela Merkel in Germany, and I hope that the United Kingdom, Great Britain, will stay the course as allies of the United States, because this is a world war, and all of the Christian countries must stand together to defeat Islam.
could you explain to our listeners a little bit about what really happened in France and the significance of the battle there? Of course, you know, I was reading, I think there were 750 cars were torched there last night. I mean, thousands of people demonstrating, you know, dozens of police officers injured, and hardly a mention of it here in the United States. 750 cars burned, you know, there in Paris this last night or so, and not hardly a word of it here.
Well, it sounds like downtown, it looks like some of the bad neighborhoods in New York. Just joking. Hey, listen, let me put it like this. In order to answer your question, I'm going to have to give a little bit of a history of Europe for people to understand why this is happening in France. You know, France is in the heart of Europe. France is in the heart of European history also. And as you probably know, as your listeners probably know, Christians were slaughtering Christians for hundreds of years in Europe. And I would say maybe 2,000 years since the time of the Romans. And after World War II, in which 70 million people died in World War II, the Christians of Europe all looked at each other and said, hey, why are we killing each other? Why can't we just live together in peace and work together? And out of that came the European Union. Now, one of the ideologies, which is known as postmodernism, is that there is no more Christianity. There is no more nationalism. And basically, they're Europeans, and what they have to do is they have to have only one child per family, and they have to work to create a welfare state so that all the old people will live on a very high standard of living, which, of course, has to be paid for somewhere. So when they had one child per family, they realized they didn't have enough blood, young blood. They didn't have enough young people working to pay the taxes to pay for the welfare state, so they started importing workers from Africa and the Islamic countries. See, America has kind of the same situation. But America brings in Mexicans and Latin Americans, who, by the way, are Christian. So the Mexicans and the Latin Americans...
Hold that thought there for just a moment, Abby. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Abby is explaining what really happened. There was a very important vote in France about 2 days ago when somebody who is, I think you might probably consider them as conservative, won the election by, I think, 53 or 54%. Immediately, there was riots in Paris. 750 cars, you know, were burned. A total lawlessness there. Dozens of police officers injured, and hardly a mention of it here in the United States. But I'll be simply talking about really what's going on in Europe, and of course, this, all these ideas in Europe. They want a European Union. They want a European government. And of course, the person who won the election in France says, we don't want all of these things. We want to be French. We want to maintain our nationalism. We want to maintain our sovereignty. We don't want to go along with these globalist ideas. Would that be a fair appraisal, Avi?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say it like that.
You say it how you want to, because I'd like your view.
Okay, well, I would say like this. Sarkozy is a European. Don't forget that Sarkozy's grandfather was a Greek Jew. His grandmother was a French woman. His father and mother were Hungarian. Or his father was from a Hungarian family. He's a European. He's a product of the European states. And I have no doubt that he's European. But the point is, he is more of a laissez-faire. I don't know how many of your listeners remember the term laissez-faire. It means he's a capitalist. He's a man who wants the French economy to thrive. And economy thriving can only be in capitalism. And the French have imposed all these neo-socialist rules, which make economic growth impossible and engender economic stagnation. And so Sarkozy came in with a whole plan to revitalize the French economy. But as part of that, he wants to get the French working, and he wants to bring the rest of Islamic minorities under control there. And you're right, the cars are burning, neighborhoods are burning, Jews are being massacred. By the way, I have to tell you, I'm building a house, a beautiful house in Israel, which will be part of my political party center, part of my political... I'm building a political party in Israel, in case you didn't know, the Judeo-Christian Bible Block Party. And, you know, it's a house worth $400,000. But you go to Israel today, and little apartments sell for $500,000. You know why? Because the French are coming. The French Jews, who are being massacred in the streets of France today by the Muslims, are coming and buying up second homes in Israel. In the event that one day they're going to have to flee from France, and they have a home waiting for them in Israel.
Because a lot of them are moving into Florida, too. I mean, tens of thousands of French Jews have moved into Florida because of the persecution from the Muslims in France.
Right. In other words, Jews, also from Russia, when they left Russia 15 years ago with the collapse of communism and the opening of the doors, many Jews came to Israel and many Jews went to America. That's also true. But so French, many are going to America. But the point is, Israel is such a small country that if you have a few tens of thousands of French Jews coming and buying up apartments, that drives up the price of real estate immediately. But the point is, we have a very big influx of Jewish immigrants now to Israel from France, because they go back to work, and they will work as long as they can. But when the whole security situation collapses in France, you're going to see all those Jews moving to Israel forever.
All right, Father. Well, before we go on, I'd like you to get your website out. I'd like you to tell our listeners what they'll get on your website and how to get in touch with you.
Okay, well, firstly, for the very, very dear people, and I really mean it, very dear people, who do not have computers, I do have an 800 number. By the way, I used to be very computer illiterate until recently. My 800 number for the four books is 1-800-540-0828, 1-800-540-0828. This is only for my four books, for those people who are reading people. And for those people who want books, videos, or audios, I've got CDs, DVDs. I've got some really wonderful teachings that Chuck Missler out of Koinonia House. I also have a 10-hour teaching on DVD. And by the way, I don't know how many Spanish-speaking people are listening to your show, but I now have 3 one-hour DVDs in Spanish, and people can order them. And the website is VicMord.com. And many of your listeners may remember me as Victor Mordecai, which is my pen name. So the website remains VicMord.com, VicMord.com. And at some stage, if you want, we'll do a show on the Bible Block party that I'm forming, and I'm working to have this party hopefully registered in June, and then we will be ready for the next elections in Israel, whenever they may be.
All right, fine. Well, then, of course, when do you anticipate that we're going to see this tempo of violence increasing in America, and when do you see the possibility of a war in the Middle East, or do you think that this, we just have no idea when it might occur?
Well, firstly, I do expect military confrontation in the Middle East sometime in the coming weeks and months, sometime this summer. Don't forget also that if you're going to have disruption of oil supplies, the optimum time to have disruption of oil supplies is in the summer, because then you might not like living without air conditioning, but that's not as bad as living without heating in the cold winter if you're in the cold areas of the Northern Hemisphere or Europe. So in consideration for the sanctity of human life, you're going to do this in the summer so that people can manage without the heating. So I think it's in the summer. I think it has to be this summer. But as for terrorism on American soil, here you have the news today about 6 terrorists ready to kill American soldiers at Fort Dix in New Jersey. But what I see is a much bigger attack. The Muslims, in their radio broadcast that my wife monitors in Israel, say that the next attack on America will make 9/11 pale in comparison.
And what are they talking about? Are they talking about a chemical attack?
Everything.
Are they talking about a nuclear attack? Are they
whatever.
Talking about
whatever.
A biological
you heard
attack?
What I said before.
Right.
That with 150 guys, you can shoot down 50 planes, blow up 50 high-rises, and blow up 50 dams in America, and that itself can kill 2 to 5 million people.
Well, of course, the question we always have is, why, you know, it's been now over almost 6 years since the 9/11 attack, why has there been another major attack on the United States in the intervening 5.5 years?
Well, Rumsfeld spoke before he resigned of 100 attacks that were thwarted, and you had this American, Mark Ginsburg, who was American ambassador in Morocco during the Clinton years, and Mark Ginsburg said that there were 4 attacks of the 9/11 severity that were thwarted since 9/11. So well, it's not that they haven't been trying.
Well, why don't they tell us about it? I mean, are they trying to keep Osama bin Laden from learning about those attacks?
No. Really, listen, they're not taking bin Laden into consideration. There's a saying, ignorance is bliss. And they want to keep America the happiest country on the face of the earth.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or certainly here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Do you feel that if there is a military confrontation in the Middle East sometime during the summer, and the time we hear, certainly from our sources, is July or early August, would that agree or disagree with what you're hearing?
I would accept it. I would say that July, August could be, but it could be June. It could be May. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, once you start getting into the fall, you're going to have to deal with disruption of oil deliveries, and then people are going to suffer in the winter without oil supplies.
All right, fine. So basically, you're anticipating something major happening that could disrupt the readily availability of oil. Now, do you think that that would then would be a signal for some of the terror cells we're told are here in America that have been sort of sleeper cells to actually come forward and begin doing the things that you've been talking about?
Yes, I do believe so. And in fact, I have one testimony, which is repeated in two of my four books. It's repeated in book number three and book number four. Book number three that I wrote was called Islamic Threat Updates Almanac Number One. And the fourth book is called Israel's Bible Bloc, which talks about the creation of my political party, the Bible Bloc Party, which will be a Judeo-Christian party, that it will be the party of Western civilization in Israel, because, precisely for what I spoke before about the immigration to Israel, that I believe there will be an immigration of 5, 10, 15 million Jewish and Christian Americans and Canadians and Westerners after the next major war. In other words, the testimony that's in the book is that the Muslims have plans for when a war breaks out in the Middle East, that there will be a parallel war on American soil and Canadian soil and European soil to massacre the Jews. Now, because Jews are intermarried with Christians, 50 to 70%, it means for every 5, 6, 7 Jews that you're going to kill, you're going to be killing Christians as well. For the Goldberg, you're going to have to kill the O'Malley, the Smith, and the Whoopi Goldbergs as well. If people know my joke, then they know what I'm talking about. In other words, you're going to be killing anyone who gets close to the Jews, anyone who marries the Jews, any Christian who loves the Jews, Messianic groups, pastors that love Israel. All these people are now being collected on hard disks by the Islamic terrorist organizations. They're doing their homework. When a war breaks out in the Middle East, however, these people will come out into the open with guns and kill Jews and Christians everywhere.
Well, of course, if there is a war in the Middle East, even a confrontation of some sort, don't you think that will unleash the terrorist groups with their missiles and Syria with its very sophisticated missiles on Israel? And how can Israel possibly defend itself against multiple missile attacks? Is there anything else that we don't know about? At one time we talked to you several years ago about some sort of a laser-guided defense system that, of course, nobody knows about, but this might be able to help Israel defend itself against multiple incoming missiles. Do you recall that? I think it's called the Nautilus.
Right, right. And indeed, I have an email going back about 2 years that said that the Nautilus already exists. It is on the ground in Israel. It has been tested at the White Sands Proving Ground in New Mexico. It is the size of a refrigerator, and it can fire a burst of energy so strong that it can take out an incoming warhead 25 miles away. Now, the problem with that is that if it's cloudy, then the laser beam dissipates, the energy of the laser beam, and then it's not effective anymore. So what the Americans and the Israelis have been working together to develop is a compacted version of the Nautilus that could fit on an F-15, F-16, or F-22, and then when those planes are flying above the clouds in any weather, those planes can take out the incoming warheads 25, 30 miles away before they reach Israel or before they reach the Atlantic or Pacific coast of the United States. And so the email that I had at that time, which evidently was not a military secret, was that the Nautilus systems compacted and placed inside of these planes for operational activity would only happen in the year 2007. And we are now in the middle of 2007. So it's your guess as well as mine as to whether or not they've been deployed yet and whether or not they're operational.
Well, you know, the one thing is I look back on, say, the Second World War and the Manhattan Project, and there were hundreds of thousands of people who knew about the Manhattan Project, and yet, of course, nobody ever spoke of it. And when, of course, the bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, why, it came as a total surprise, certainly, I think, to the Japanese, but as a total surprise to the average American. So it is possible to actually hide information about weapon systems certainly with the secrecy laws that we have, and anybody would be, you know, subject to imprisonment if they were ever to release it. I really believe that there probably are these defense systems that we're not hearing about, because from a purely practical point of view, there's no way that Israel would be able to defend itself, you know, with, against those incoming missiles. Would that be a fair statement?
It would be a fair statement, but I will say one thing, that the Jerusalem Post, Israel's English-language newspaper, came out with a report over a year ago that the Nautilus was already installed on the ground with the Israeli forces, and that later, during the Lebanese War, if you remember, Hezbollah fired a missile from Lebanon towards Tel Aviv. It was called a Zalzal missile. And the Zalzal missile was intercepted above a town in Israel, a city in Israel called Hadera. Hadera is about two-thirds of the way from Lebanon to Tel Aviv, and it was intercepted, and it says that the incoming Zalzal missile was sheared in half.
And that's, of course, all they're going to tell us, but I have a copy of that article out of the Jerusalem Post you're speaking of, and we've been up on the Internet, because the Internet denies that this this weapon system is operational, but
By the way, it was the summer.
Right.
In other words, in the summer, this Nautilus system can work from the ground.
Right.
But like I said before, the U.S. and Israel cannot depend on the fluctuations of the weather, the vicissitudes of the clouds, you know, and especially if, let's say the war doesn't happen in the summer. Let's say that Israel and America have this weaponry system deployed on planes only in the winter. Then this means that Israel and America can go to war even in the winter. But like I said before, once the Iranians are attacked, they will shut the Straits of Hormuz. Once they shut the Straits of Hormuz, Europe will be without oil within 2 weeks. It'll be the Europeans who will come to George W. Bush begging him to join the coalition against the war on terrorism.
Well, I think we're living in very, very difficult, very, very dangerous times. I think the Americans, the average American, is living in a fool's paradise. He doesn't want to accept the reality of what's really going on in the world today. Do you sense that very many Americans really would have the knowledge of the things that you have been talking about today? Now, I know that you're out there sounding the alarm, and I wish we had more people doing what you're doing, but do you think that the average individual in the audiences, Christian audiences you're talking to, really senses this feeling of foreboding that both you and I and your wife have?
Well, you know what? With your permission, sir, I'm a Jewish person, and you know I love the Christians, and I love the Messianics. And I would say like this. America is a country of 300 million people, most of whom are Christians. Of the Christians, maybe half are Protestant, half are Catholic. Now, Catholics do not give me entree into their churches too much. I've only been in 3 Catholic churches. I've been in over 700 Protestant churches. That gives you an idea of the people I speak to. Of the Protestant churches, you know that there are churches that will not have me because these churches are anti-Semitic, anti-Israel churches. It's known as replacement theology. So anybody who won't have me in his church is not going to know what I talk about, which is Islamic terrorism. I've been, like I said, in 700 churches. I hug and kiss tens of thousands of Christians, men and women, every year. Chuck Missler has 2 million people on his mailing list. So my message gets out to whoever is on Chuck Missler's mailing list of Koinonia House. I work a lot with Messianic ministry. So you've got a few more tens of thousands of people there. I don't know who I reach. Yeah, I used to work a lot with Zola Levitt, rest in peace, before he died. I know that at least 1 million people were getting Zola's videos. So, you know, like there's certain, I work with J.R. Church, Prophecy in the News. I work with Noah Hutchings, Southwest Radio Church. You know, I have been on the 700 Club. I have been on Jerry Falwell's Listen America program. So I would imagine there are quite a few millions of people who know my message and know the information. And I do have a website, VicMord.com, and people stumble onto it every so often. And I write to them when they write to me.
All right, fine. That guy says Vic Mordecai.
No, Vic Mord, VicMord.com.
VicMord.com, and certainly the material there is excellent. We recommend it to you. Well, we'll be back here in just a minute with Avi to wrap up this afternoon's program. But I would simply let people know, in my estimation, we're entering probably the most difficult and trying times of our nation's history. Understand that behind this are powerful spiritual forces as well as geopolitical forces. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Avi, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
You want to talk at all about the party that I'm creating?
Go ahead.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you worked hard all your life to accumulate. Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Going into the background of what I feel will probably be a war. Now, there's no reason for it. If we simply hold off long enough, the government of Iran would collapse. The Iranian people, 80% of them don't want a war. Here in America, 80-90% of the people don't want a war. But there are people at the leadership of both the United States and, of course, the Iranian government who are intent upon plunging the world into World War III. As incredible as it may seem, this is really what's happening. Let me suggest to you, of course, we have a talk. It's called Iraq, the Untold Story, but it's really a history of all of the world wars of the last century, and how do you explain them? And then, of course, we have our booklets. We put together the three of them in a set, and they're called Foreknowledge 911, and it goes into the background of what really happened on September 11th, 2001. Then, of course, you would like to understand why we are really fighting in the Middle East and why we will, I believe and I fear, will soon be at war in Iran or with Iran. Let me suggest our February 2007 newsletter. And if you don't have access to the Internet, we'd be glad to send you one free of charge. But if you do, it'll certainly save us a fair amount if you'll just go up and to RadioLiberty.com, that's RadioLiberty.com, and pull down my February 2007 newsletter. Because you see, there are spirits of forces working behind the scenes. And if you read what these people say, and yes, they do write things out, and they tell you exactly what is planned, and it's all very, very apparent. So to put this into a different perspective, we have two DVDs that we put together which we think are important. One, Brotherhood of Darkness, which you can get on the Internet free of charge. Google in Brotherhood of Darkness video, but of course we hope you'll want to get the DVD or video from us and or the book, because they'll have all the documentation. And then my talk, Forbidden Secret, which tells of the secret that has been around for 5,000 years, passed down through the secret societies and mystery religions from generation to generation. That's Forbidden Secret. And then, of course, we have talking about the new phenomenon that's spreading across America, this movement by Rhonda Byrne called The Secret, where she teaches you how you can get anything you want to. All you have to do is learn how to manipulate the universe with your mind. As incredible as it may seem, sometimes it works. But, of course, you need to understand what you're getting into, and that is why the four-tape set, The Secret Behind the Secret, is so important. It's a brand-new four-tape set available from Radio Liberty, and every American should hear those four tapes. And then, of course, our DVDs put out by Chris Pinto. Incidentally, we do have a great new DVD with Chris, where he's just talking himself, talking about, of course, his quest to educate the American people about the spiritual battle, and you can just call and order that from Radio Liberty. And then, of course, we have his two DVDs, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginnings and Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, because once you understand the secret architecture, you'll understand why we are fighting in the Middle East today. It's part of a long-range plan to bring about the Novo Ordo Seclorum, the new secular order of the world, a new world religion, and, of course, a new world leader. If you have not yet seen the Emergence, it's a DVD talk by Constance Cumby, who's been studying the New Age occult movement for 27 long years. It's available from Radio Liberty. We put this together at Constance's last meeting here. We have a four-tape set with Constance, four tape or four CDs, and her book of The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. Please pray for our provision and our protection.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News on the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. Police in Fresno, California say they have arrested the college student suspected of opening fire at an apartment near Fresno State University, fatally shooting one man and wounding two others. A neighbor in the Philadelphia suburbs says suspects in a terror plot were a little unusual, but friendly. Correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The street where several of the suspects live is a quiet, shady block like thousands of others in American suburbia. Michael Levine, who lives two doors down, says they were friendly. His kids played with theirs, and other than the fact that there were as many as 14 people living in the house and they occasionally kept chickens and once a sheep in the backyard, they seemed like regular neighbors.
When I found out this morning, my heart stopped. Yeah, it was a shock.
Levine said he saw the swarms of police agents.